The date is the 19th of March, which means 10 days to achieve a deal, delay Brexit, or exit without a deal. Gavin Gray, our parliamentary, our UK parliamentary correspondent, because these days, more often than not, Gavin is standing outside the Houses of Parliament when we talk to him. Are either of those options, or any of those three options, seeming more likely at the moment than another, Gavin?
Oh, John, honestly, this is like watching a train crash in slow motion and being unable to warn the driver that he's about to hit something mighty big and dangerous. No, as you say, 10 days to go, clock is ticking, and the latest spoke in the wheel is like something straight out of a comedy film. So Theresa May puts her same plan, effectively the same plan, before MPs, and it is rejected twice. She then announces she's going to put it towards MPs again this week, only for the Speaker of the House of Commons, who's effectively the referee, to say, actually, I've dug up legislation from 1604, so we are talking 400 years ago, which says you can't repeat a vote on the same legislation in the same term of Parliament. You can imagine the crisis and chaos that this has thrown into the debate.
I mean, what would be the point of introducing the same plan for the third time when, I suppose, the only thing that would make her believe that she'd have a better chance is that the margin of defeat has came down second time versus the first time. And as the 29th gets closer, perhaps people rethink. But was there ever a realistic chance that on a third or a fourth vote it would get passed?
Well, I'm beginning to think that, as unlikely as it seems, there might be. And the reason is this: more and more MPs who are keen on Brexit, who voted against the deal first time and second time, and now beginning to say, oh, if there is a delay to Brexit, and that delay to Brexit leads to a second referendum, and that second referendum votes to overturn the first referendum, then perhaps this Brexit is better than no Brexit. So although she has that 149 to overturn, in other words, she needs to change the mind of 75 people who voted against her deal to support the deal the next time around, I am told that figure is getting closer and closer. And the reasons are, A, they fear no deal, no Brexit, but also there are a number of people now being won over. So what would be one wing of her own party, led by a rather maverick MP, is suggesting that he could support the deal this time around. That would add 20 or 30 names to the list. The Prime Minister's trying to talk to Boris Johnson, the former Foreign Secretary, well-known Brexiteer, who many MPs will follow through any chamber that he decides to walk through. So maybe that number is looking a lot more likely now than it did just a few days ago.
How does she then get the vote back into Parliament against the Speaker's ruling? Can she just override that? Does she have to go to the courts to get the courts to sanction the override? How would that work?
Yeah, very good question. A number of different options, and you've got a couple of them there. So she could try to ignore it and say, actually, this is really important, and therefore we need to do it. She could ask for a vote to overturn the Speaker's thoughts. She could actually ask the Queen to dissolve Parliament and immediately reassemble it, as bizarre as that might seem. And that is because the legislation dating back to 1604 states that the defeated motion can't be brought back to the same form during the course of the same parliamentary session. So if we have another session, in theory, she could introduce exactly the same agreement and see how it's voted on there. And here is something that reminds me as well of my training as a journalist all those years ago when dinosaurs were roaming the earth, and that is the phrase substantial. There has to be a substantial change to the wording. Well, if you remember, John, if somebody's awarded substantial damages, that could be everything from R1 to 100 million rand. The word substantial is very flexible. So perhaps if she changes a couple of sentences, that would be a significant enough and substantial enough change to mean it could be put before MPs. Suffice to say, all those options are being looked at. None of them are particularly enticing, but that clock is looking very, very unattractive at the moment. And today we're being told the Prime Minister is writing to Donald Tusk and asking for an extension for more time to debate and to decide it. Because frankly, John, even if they turn around at this moment of this day now and said, yes, we're going to go for it, here's the deal, it would still take several days to get through Parliament and the House of Lords.
But Donald Tusk can't decide that by himself. He can't say, all right, we'll give you another 2 weeks, or we'll give you another 3 months, or how long would you like? That has to be agreed by all of the, 27 member nations of the EU. I know they are gathering in Brussels this weekend, so it would be possible to canvass them. But I'm not sure that the agreement of every single member state of the EU, other than Britain, to prolong this could be relied upon.
No, absolutely. Not only that, but already there are signs that frankly, patience is wearing thin, which was a phrase used by the Europe Minister for Germany earlier, which rather goes against what Angela Merkel, the German leader, said, which is, I will work until the last minute of the last hour to try to secure a deal. But there is this feeling that patience has been stretched by the European Union, feeling that by Britain. And one can quite understand that, of course. And here's the other factor about an extension. If they agree it, what else might one or two European leaders want in return? Might Spain want Gibraltar mentioned in the deal, which, of course, it has disputed the British ownership of over the last few years? Might Ireland try to get one or two extra concessions in the last minute? Might other European leaders try to exact a pound of flesh for this moment of indecisiveness? I say moment of indecisiveness. It's been going nearly 3 years.
Okay. is there anywhere, is there a nation state on the globe that's not having troubles at the moment? And please, can I go and live there? Gavin Gray speaking to us from outside of the Houses of Parliament. Gavin, thank you very, very much indeed.